Jensen, you've taken a look back, and then you've kind of caught up on present day's numbers then. And as I like to say, yesterday's price is not today's. What did you deduce to start off the Daily Diamond today?
Yeah, so about 65 games into the season, 70 games. You know, it's a good sample now, Dave, to really understand what works and maybe what has transpired that we didn't see coming. So we took a look at the division prices where they were before opening day and where we are currently for the teams leading their respective divisions and the second place squads as we begin play tonight. What I take away, and for people that don't know, I'll kind of verbal where these standings are. Tampa Bay and New York are currently tied atop the American League East. The difference in run differential is massive. The Yankees plus 103, the Rays plus 12, and both of them have been exceptional at home. The difference, Dave, the Yankees are 22-14 away from Yankee Stadium. The Rays are just 500 at 16-16. So I thought that's a fascinating price to look at. And I agree with the market that the Yankees should be a minus 235 division favorite. Rays currently plus 240. Now, that's a far cry from where Tampa was at 11-1 before opening day, but they have earned the right to be in this race. The one that's going to jump out to you is the Chicago White Sox. 30-1 to win the division. Their win total, remember, was 66.5. Dave, they're at 36 wins. They're going to fly over this total. It was one of my favorite overs of the year. Wanted to get it in our VSiN MLB Futures draft. It was sniped from me, but we still are looking at pretty much a two-team race at this point. They were 30-1 to win the division on opening day. They are plus 310. They lead the Cleveland Guardians by a half game to begin play today. They and Cleveland were a plus 425 division future to win the Central. Now the odds on favorite at minus $1.55. Now they've lost four in a row. They're welcoming in the Detroit Tigers, who've won 7 of their last 10. And don't look now, Dave, but as you said earlier in the week, objects may be a bit closer in the rear view than they appear. That also might be the case now for the American League West. It's a three-team race, pal. Seattle leads Texas by 1, and only the Athletics by 2, and the Houston Astros. They're hanging in, brother. They're 5 games back. So, yes, in the sense, we have a three-team race. Seattle was almost even money to win the division at the beginning of the year. They're now almost a $2 favorite. Texas plus 340 opening day. They're down to plus 290. If I had to force you to bet a current American League division future, of those six choices, where are you most convicted in the American League?
I wish the A's were on that list. I'd love to see what they do. And by the way, speaking of not just our podcast, I hope you like and subscribe to the Follow the Money pod with Mitch and Paul every day, because they had a fascinating conversation with Dave Stewart, the one and only Dave Stewart, legendary A's pitcher yesterday. And in deducing that, as far as what they might do before they come to Las Vegas, obviously out in Sacramento, would they actually buy in? And I'm looking at teams in this conversation that might buy in before the trade deadline. And I don't know that that would be the A's as they get ready here in a couple of years to make the move. And again, baseball Armageddon might be lurking. Look, I don't want to lay $1.90 with Seattle, but I do think that that would be the team that might upgrade. I think we have the same conversation about the Mariners this time every year about another bat to add to the lineup. We've seen Cal Raleigh and what's happened this year when you remove an MVP really from the lineup is what's essentially happened this year, or an MVP candidate from a year ago. Hard to replace that. And yet there they are, still treading just slightly above water right now. I'd like to think that Seattle would be that team to buy in and get a little bit more help. So if you made me play it, I do think Seattle would be the one, but normally, generally, I don't like to lay that type of price point. But I think it's a fair price, as you point out, at $1.90 here for the M's. That's probably, if you made me bet one of these six, that's probably where I'd go in the marketplace.
Okay. National League side, one division that we're not going to be surprised on, and I'm sure you know where that is in the National League West. The Dodgers were a $7 favorite. They're now a $100 favorite. I mean,
amazing.
It is just remarkable where you are. And for what it's worth, the Padres actually, you know, had an opportunity to really kind of put some pressure on the Dodgers early. They've not been able to do it. We'll kind of see where that division goes. But right now, Dodgers lead the Padres by 8 games in the National League West. I think the topsy-turvy part here is in the National League Central. Milwaukee, right back to the top where they were last year. They have a 4-game lead over the all of a sudden upstart St. Louis Cardinals, who are not only 8 games above 500, they're just 4 games back in the National League Central. They were 16-1 to win the division at the beginning of the year. Absolutely justified long shot. They're still 11-1, so you can still get them double digits. They're plus 11 in the run differential. Milwaukee is plus 103, so very similar to what we're looking at in the American League East between Tampa Bay and New York. Atlanta remains 8 games ahead of the Philadelphia Phillies. They were plus 250. They were my pick to win the division at the beginning of the year. They are now a $7 odds-on favorite over the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, we know what has happened with Philadelphia since Rob Thompson was let go. Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly, took over as the interim manager, and it has been nothing but a parabolic rise for the city of brotherly love. Of those division futures right now, let's just throw out the West, because I don't think you have any designs on wanting to back a 30-1 Padres squad. Would you buy on St. Louis at the division price, or would you rather take a shot on Philadelphia running down Atlanta? And remember, Atlanta dealing with Ronald Acuna Jr. being out again, another hamstring issue. They should get some starting pitching reinforcements back maybe later in the season. But you know, Atlanta was kind of running away and hiding for a bit, but now Philly just 5-1 to win the National League East.
Boy, I mean, I probably have to go there out of the choices on the board. I can't imagine St. Louis, when they went to the youth movement, this is why they did it, right? And it's working out so far. So I can't see them going now and kind of upsetting their business model here and bringing in veterans high priced at the deadline to try to shore up and make sure. I think that they're going to stand pat with what they have and ride this out with those guys. Philadelphia, it's an older group. And, you know, to me, it's like, yeah, this is the time is now. And if we don't strike now, this core will get broken up in the offseason, and we won't be back. So I think the Phillies would be that buyer that I'm looking at here before we get to the trade deadline in early August. The other team that does intrigue me, I don't know that they can run them down, certainly. And I wouldn't advise playing the 30-1 long shot on the Padres. But when I look at a guy like Craig Stammen, and I do look at A.J. Preller and his track record, clearly they need help offensively. And whether it's you're waiting on Tatis Jr., and Machado to look like the back of the baseball card that they have for years and years. I don't know that you can just count on that blindly, but we know how good the back end of the bullpen is. You know, maybe they could go out and get one more frontline starter. I wonder for a team like that now with veterans, kind of like the Phillies, not as old as some of the Phillies have, that the Padres need to fortify here too. So the two teams I would look at that would make significant moves would be Philadelphia and San Diego. Even if San Diego makes those moves, I don't think it's remotely close enough to run down LA, but the Phillies would be the pivot at 5-1 for me as a team that's going to make moves, push more chips in to middle of the table there, and try to run down Atlanta, especially with those injuries that they're having.
All right. Very good. Just a couple of plays for people as we get moving here. A couple of money lines. And by the way, I feel like I played every total over yesterday and they all pretty much hit except for that dome stadium in Miami. Open the roof next time so we could have swept the board there. We're right back to overs again, Dave. I'll just verbal these for the crew in Vegas. Tigers, Guardians, it's Jack Flaherty, Tanner Bibee. Both have been awful. And Flaherty much more so than Bibee. But the over 8 minus $1.31 feels pretty reduced as far as where that total could be. Going right back to your Mets, Dave. They cashed an over for us yesterday in some day baseball. Bring in the Braves. Braves-Mets over 7.5 minus $1.35. And I think we're going to also hit Cincinnati. All these high, humid temperatures, we are feeling it here in the state of Ohio. Diamondbacks and Reds over 9.5 at even money at the Great American Launching Pad. Just some of the over totals if you're a VSiN Pro subscriber. Everything put on the site thus far. 10 plays on the diamond tonight, and we will continue the momentum there. It has been a fantastic betting year in Major League Baseball thus far.
I'm just glad that Marmol decided to pitch to Juan Soto with the game in the line, 4-4, bottom seven. Bam, home run. Mets get a win. Boy, do they need it. We're talking Freedom 250 with Lupe Vinicaro next right here at VSiN by the Books.